Kia ora koutou katoa and welcome to Well with Anahila, the Labourist MP based in Papakura. Of course, our program is about a conversation with people about well-being in the local neighbourhood. Today, we are privileged to have Colleen Whakalongotoa. And Colleen is a qualified nurse. She spent 29 years working as a nurse, mainly in South Auckland, but we've lost her to Aussie for 10 years, but she's back again. So she started in the Plunkett in 1989. Focused on well child. I just have to read the information so that everyone gets to understand why Colleen is here today. So on well child and prevention, preventative care, and worked her way to become the National General Manager. Colleen left Plunkett to start and manage Family Success Matters in 2005. Family Success Matters, formerly Family Start Manukau, was founded as an NGO in 2005, and I think I'll leave it there. And welcome, Colleen. Colleen,
thank you very
much. Welcome to Well with Anahila. How are you?
Lovely, really good. Thank you.
Okay. Yes, I've said a little bit about you. So you went to Australia after 29 years of nursing here.
Oh well, yeah. Well, actually, I went to Australia when we were just newly married. I was only about 21 or something, and a new Plunkett nurse, and went over there to try their big OE, start in Aussie, and then see where you end up. Well, we actually only ended up in Melbourne for 10 years, but we had our children and bought a home there, and I couldn't do the work that I was used to doing. So it was a big kind of learning curve for us over there, having to survive on our own without mum and dad. And it was good for our marriage, because we were thrown together and we had to make it work together. And having kids, little kids, and not having family around you, oh, that was really, really tough.
It's a challenge, how many kids, Colleen?
Only two.
Two?
Yeah. But they're all grown up now.
So your surname, Whakalongotoa.
Yes, my husband is from Niue.
Whakalongotoa.
Whakalongotoa, thank you. He's not here at the moment. He's over in the UK visiting our son. So our son's done well, and my husband's just been my rock. We've been married for nearly 43 years. So, we had ups and downs, but we just learned to trust each other and work together and make it work.
That's really good to hear, Colleen, because I'm not, if anyone didn't have ups and downs in a marriage, then it's not a real marriage.
That's right.
I've not had anyone say I've got the perfect marriage. We never argue. Oh yeah, ups and downs. Yeah, it makes it interesting, eh?
Yeah, it does.
In terms of growth.
Yeah.
Part of the program, we talk about what women do or what men do, just to for their own well-being, because most of the conversations is around what people do in the community.
Yes.
And then we also talk about what people do for their own well-being after they've done their service in a day or in the week, what they do in the week. So what do you do, Colleen?
Well, I like walking, so I'll go for a walk. We're near to a nice walk area, so it's a nice place to go. I think it's a nice to have a place to go where you can, it's not so busy and you don't have cars all around you, and you can just let your mind wander and feel safe. So I like that. I like reading, so I read a lot, and it just takes me to other places and other worlds and other people, and helps me to understand maybe different places in the world. If I can't travel, at least I can travel in a book. I also like to have a quiet time in the morning. I have a quiet time where I just go off on my own at home. I have a place where I go, and I'll just pray, just be quiet, and just pray. And it's nice to, it feels good to sort of reach out to a power greater than you. And when things get heavy and life is hard and you think, oh, there's so many problems in the world, where do we start? It's nice to go somewhere where you can unburden yourself without burdening someone else. So that's very important to me, and my husband does the same. He has another room. So we start the day feeling peaceful, quiet, and sort of ready to take on whatever comes.
Just the simple things in life, eh?
Yeah.
Thank you, Colleen, for sharing your how you take care of yourself. So let's go back to, so I really I know family success matters as family start.
That's right.
So it was established in 2005.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain the background and of the background of Family Start and why it was formed?
Well, Family Start actually started back in 1998.
Mm.
It was the idea of people within the New Zealand government. It was a New Zealand program. Mm. At that time, there were lots of programs around the planet. The Hawaiian Healthy Start was a popular one. Mm. There was Sure Start in the UK. So there were different programs around the world.
Mm.
And so they looked at what they could do here to try and help young families, particularly high-need young families.
Mm.
And so they came up with this program, and it's essentially a home visiting program.
Mm.
It's quite intensive.
Yep.
So we're able to work with a family from the time mum is pregnant to the time a child is five, and we can visit, enables us to visit weekly, fortnightly, whatever the need might be, and to make the change into for folk who've had maybe intergenerational issues, which are quite heavy and sort of weigh them down deep in their heart and soul. It takes time, and often relationships aren't strong, so to be able to work with people not used to forming relationships, for them to learn to trust you, to share with you the things that are really happening for them and for their children, to make change, you need time. And so it's a program that puts time into it. So we have people who work with families who are either trained nurses or trained teachers or trained social workers, and so they're able to work from a professional point of view but also from a compassionate point of view. For example, many of our staff are Māori or they are from the Pacific Islands, and so they're able to work with people from their own culture to take the time that they need to be able to prioritise the babies and the children as well. Often when you're living a very burdened life, you tend to be the centre of your own world, and you might have had mental health problems or maybe problems that have made you feel guilty from things that have happened to you as a child. And it takes time, and you need to be able to unburden yourself with those things, and that takes time as well. So you need someone you can trust, someone you can relate to, someone who knows, who kind of knows the way, where you've come from as well. So having the right people. And then we work to kind of deal with the stuff that's going on. Often, as you know, at this day and age, housing's an issue. Finance is an issue, income, there's family violence is an issue, drug and alcohol problems are an issue. So there's lots of problems that people are trying to overcome, and many times they have all of those things in a nutshell. And I think what the government was trying to do was to set aside a service that would be able to wrap around families and whānau and just spend the time unravelling all those things.
Okay.
And that there wasn't a service that did that. So that's why it was set up. And so back in 1998, they said they started off with about 10 pilot programs across the country. And then a few years later, they came to Manukau and put a tender out, if you like, there. And we were able to get that tender and start that program off in the Manukau area.
So that's why it was Family Start Manukau.
That's right.
And the changing of the name now to Family Success Matters.
Well, there's lots of reasons for that. One was we were we extended into Franklin. So we're a much bigger area, and Franklin people don't really need all these city slickers coming in and telling them what to do. They're pretty with it kind of group, and they didn't need that, so we needed to change our name for that. But also we were growing, we had some other services that we were bringing on, and we felt that we wanted to give ourselves more space and take the walls off. We weren't just Family Start, but we were other things as well.
You talked about your staff, the staff working with the in their own culture. So why is, and I think too from memory, because I used to work at Oranga Tamariki at Child Different Family. From memory, Family Start or Family Success Matters did come from a whānau culture point of practice. Can you explain this?
Well, I guess one of the things that how we've set up our workplace is we're quite a diverse workplace. We have all the pretty much all the Pacific Islands represented there. We have Māori from up and down the country, different iwi, different hapu. We have some Indian folk from India, Indian folk from Fiji. We have Chinese from Hong Kong, Chinese from China, we have from Philippines. So we're a complete mishmash of people and all wanting to reach out to their own community. And for us to be able to get on, we need to learn how to respect each other. And so we set it up so that we celebrate everybody's special days. So we celebrate Māori Language Week, Samoan Language Week, Tongan Language Week, and so on. We have gatherings of food, so we share each other's food. Kai is very important at our place. It's always food. No one loses weight when they come to our place. So we set it up in a relaxed kind of way, so that we're used to listening to people about how they do things. And so we learn to respect how people do things, and they learn to respect us, we learn to respect them. And that sense of trust and respect helps us to feel more like a whānau. And so if I'm Niue, for example, I'm Pākehā, but if I'm Niue and I go to a Māori family and maybe because all our Māori staff are busy, then I can go to my Māori colleagues and sort of tell them what I'm thinking about this family. Could they come with me next time I go? Sort of understand that I'm not going to have all the answers, because there are always going to be things that I don't understand. So it's important to feel okay about not knowing everything. So we're kind of relaxed. We try to sing well. We certainly eat well. We enjoy each other's company. And we try to respect tangata whenua. Our kaumātua is Tainui, so he teaches us a lot of Tainui waiata. So we try our best to
maybe we can relax. Do a waiata at the end of this.
Oh no, please. So I guess one of the things too about this is if we learn to have this wonderful kind of relaxed atmosphere, when you go out to see whānau and things are difficult and maybe there's angry stuff going on, maybe they don't always thank you at the door for coming. Maybe that you're coming away burdened because you're concerned about the children and the family, things that are going on. You need to come back to a place that's going to feed you and nurture you and help you to cope so that you don't snap or break as well. Our workers are important.
Yeah, thanks, Colleen. Just listening, it's a great environment to be in. How do you get referrals?
We have referrals through the police, a lot through the police, a lot through Oranga Tamariki, a lot through Planka, DHB, a lot of services, but people can self-refer as well.
Okay, so if I'm listening and I need, I think I could be useful, the service could be useful for me or my family or friends that I know, I could just,
just call up. Just ring and say that you think that this service might help, but not sure. That's okay. Happy to talk about it. Or if you've got a friend that you want to bring along, but you're not sure, just ring up and we can talk you through it. And then you can think, yes, it is. It's okay to ring up and make a mistake on the phone.
Okay. So Family Success Matters receives referrals from corrections and the police.
And others.
So you talked about arriving at someone's door. Are they expecting you at the door? Or?
Sometimes they're not expecting us. This is one of our issues, particularly with the police referrals, is that we will get a referral and it might have been an incident that occurred in the previous weekend, and the police noticed that there were little children in the home, and so they would let us know. They don't necessarily let the family know, that they let us know. This is one of those things. They just feel like they want to get help around that family. That's how the police are thinking about it, which is great that they are. And then we turn up, and so the family says, oh, how do you know that we're here? How do you know all this? And say, well, the police for food, because we're upfront and honest about that. And then they can feel a bit embarrassed, a bit whakamau about that. And so they really don't want to join up because they're just embarrassed. And we can certainly understand that. So sometimes it can be a bit difficult. So we're trying to work out ways at the moment how we can make it better for whānau when we turn up like that. We're wanting to see if we can work with victim support.
Mm.
We've got some meetings coming up to see how they could maybe go in before us, and then maybe we could go in after that some way, because the families that often turn us down are the ones that need us the most.
Mm.
And they're often suspicious, they're worried, a bit frightened.
Mm.
You know, social workers turning up at the door, what's this going to mean?
Mm.
So I can understand all that, but our intention is always to try and help them deal with their stuff so that children don't get taken away, that they're not even at risk of that. We just want to support them and help them all that we can. And often our parents have come from hard backgrounds too. Maybe they've been in foster homes, maybe they've been abused as children, maybe they've been through lots of agencies and their trust is a bit shaky, they've been let down, and I can understand them feeling frightened. So we just don't want, we don't want to be another burden to them. We really want to help.
So I know from stories that I've heard that family success matters have a significant amount of success stories. And I probably think it'd be great to share some of the stories, success stories, that in your experience, because that may resonate with people listening.
Well, I can think of one case in particular. The social worker had a call from a mum, on, so just a new mum to the program, and she said, oh, quick, my partner's coming, could just come and take the baby. And so she roared around there to her place, and she came running out of the house, and she said, oh, he's in the house, he's in the house. And I said, where's the baby, where's the baby? Oh, my sister's got the baby, she's in the house, she's in the house, you know, what are we going to do? In the meantime, we're trying to call the police to come, and it took a while for the police to get there. So then the sister came running out of the house and she grabbed the baby. So the three of them were in the house and the partner came out, and he was quite angry and shouting. And she was able to calm him down on the lawn and able to talk him into going away and we'll come back another time, we'll work out that time. And he was able to kiss the baby and then go. And then she sorted out with this mum where things were at, and over a period of time she was able to get this mum to be able to take control of her life. She was able to go into training, and we've heard recently that she's about to graduate from her nursing training. She's done really well, and the partner is still involved with the baby, but he's calmed right down, and he comes and visits her and the baby from time to time, and he comes and plays with the child now. And so the relationships have healed up in terms of how they're all getting on. So there's peace again, there's it's safe. She's gone on with her life. The child has developed well. And so they've kind of come through a lot. So often, you know, shouting and violence is what families are used to. It's the only way they know to solve problems. Maybe that's why their parents did. Often these issues are intergenerational. So it's important to take the time. It's taken time. Yes. It's taken visit after visit after visit. Time when the mum would talk, time when the mum wouldn't talk. When she felt she couldn't cope with any more, but you just keep walking together, keep walking together, and get over all of those hurdles one at a time. And that's what matters, and it can make a difference.
I know there is a Fathers for Families program that you run. Could you talk to us about that?
That started because we were seeing a lot of mums at home, and we had mainly female social workers and family start workers. And we found that the dads would be in a back room or hiding behind the door or something like that, and they wouldn't come out, and it was hard to kind of relate to them. Or we were talking to mum who was wanting to make a change at home for the baby's sake, but dad wouldn't have it because he was quite controlling. And so what we felt was we needed to do was work with our male social worker to come and see if he would talk to dad. And over time, our male social worker was sort of fixing up everybody else's family issues except the ones that he was supposed to fix up. And we realised that we needed a program for fathers because the needs of fathers is different than the needs of mothers. It took us a while to realise that. And so we've developed the program where it's guys working with dads, often on a one-on-one to establish the relationship, but then to join a program where they, it's a 10-week program where they go through important issues in their lives to be able to help them become the father they want to be. Often they start off controlling. Maybe they've been in jail. Many have had drug and alcohol problems. Some of them have got, quite a few have got mental health, have had mental health problems, because we've discovered that a lot of them have undergone abuse, particularly sexual abuse as children. And so they've grown up broken. And so they're trying to have relationships when they're broken themselves. And so we realise that sometimes the answer is, yes, take dad away. That's an answer, but it's not always the answer. And sometimes these guys need some help themselves. And what we found is that by working with them with a dedicated program with guys who understand how to work with these dads, we can send things around for them whereby they can relate with their children. They can stop having a fearful household. The children and the partner can stop walking around on eggshells. And they can start building trust and building a kind of normal home. And a lot of these guys, they've never had a normal home themselves. So it's important that they have models to look to, people who are there for them. And what we found is if they can build the trust with the guys on the program, they can make great strides. And we've seen a lot of change happen for guys who have been in prison but have turned themselves around, being good fathers. Kids want to come and visit their dads, come and spend time with dad, play with them. Dad stopping just doing their own thing but making time for their children, going out to the park and playing, things that they never enjoyed as children but they are learning to do as dads because they don't want their kids to have the upbringing that they did. So there's not a lot of programs out there for dads. This is a really busy program. We don't have any specific funding for that. We have to go around with our begging bowl to, you know, other funding agencies to sort of get some money here, there and everywhere to pay for the salaries.
So talk to us some more about that, because your service just... people, do they have to pay to come to your service?
The Family Start program is completely funded by ministry. So we've set up this program ourselves, the Fathers for Families program, and there isn't any funding for that.
For that program. No. Okay. All right.
So, but we have a lot of referrals from corrections to the program.
Because you are right. In my years working in Oranga Tamariki, there has been a lot of focus on the word whānau, but the people that turn up to whānau is mum and auntie.
That's right.
Or grandma.
That's right. Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the other side, the male leadership that really is required to make the unit the jail is not there. So this program really is something that can be supported. So talk to us about what's needed in case someone's listening out.
Well, at the moment, I'll tell you the truth. At the moment, we have two workers who run about four programs a week. That's four 10-week programs a week. Yeah. So each week they engage with those groups. As well as that, they're doing one-on-one visits to their home to meet a potential dad who's needing some help. What we've found is that guys take a long time to build trust and their trust is limited because of their past and so it takes time to build that one-on-one. So they're up the road shooting baskets, they're sitting on the back step having a cup of tea. It's just trying to build that link. And then as well as that, dads go to court, so they need support at court. We need to go and visit lawyers. We need to work with the partners as well. There's the children, needing to get to know the children in the home because that's how we're going to find out how successful we are, is through how these children are developing and relating to their dad. So we've only got two workers for all of
Counties Manukau. County and Franklin.
So what happens is we have to say no to a lot. We could have another five guys tomorrow and we'd have plenty of work. We know that over in, we've talked to colleagues in West Auckland, they're interested in having the program. We've talked to colleagues up north, they're interested in the program because a program like this that works for dads, in particular Māori and Pacific dads, people who are high need, It's really hard to find.
What's the kids saying in the household?
Well, it's lovely. It's lovely seeing the kids like climbing up on their father's knee.
Mm.
We have some events. We put some events on for the dads. We go to the park and we have games and barbecue kind of thing. Mm. And it's wonderful to see the dads playing with the children. And so through that program, they understand a lot more about themselves, how their own father parented them and the responses they've had. Their own responses to things has been a direct result sometimes because of that. Maybe their father was quite violent. Maybe they weren't cared for. Maybe they were neglected. Maybe their mums didn't protect them, so they had a lot of anger toward women. There's a lot of stuff that needs to be sorted and dealt with. But when that's dealt with, it's just life-changing for them. So many go on to get jobs, they have normal lives. So it's, it takes quite a bit of work. We have a support group. So once they've finished the program, they don't stop just being involved.
Drop off after 10 weeks, right?
What they prefer to meet. They like to meet. They meet on a Monday night because it supports each other and they become their own support group, their own peer group.
Oh, Colleen, it's great to hear what Family Success Matters that actually does out there in the community. We are coming up to less than 4 minutes left.
Okay.
I can see the passion coming through and the smiles on your face when you speak about how the fathers are changing, kids jumping up on the dad's lap and playing with them.
Lovely.
Just briefly, what's the goals in 2020 for Family Success Matters?
Well, we're very interested to set up a child and family centre.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's the right name, but the idea would be to have a place in the community that has rooms that people can hire, so look, or use. Like it might be big enough for antenatal classes. It might be big enough for community meetings.
Mm.
It might be some little rooms in there for Plunkett nurse to come in, community lawyer to come in, services for mainstream to be able to come into that place. But it's like it feels like it's owned by the people. That's where they come. We're planning for a little play park for the children to play, a place for dads to go and like have a workshop with tools and stuff to do their guy thing, little cafe, place to come and make a cup of tea. We'd like to be on the premises as well. We'd quite like to sort of be in the background somewhere. We could have a place, but so it's like a community place. We know that health services, for example, they have outreaches, and particularly their outreaches to vulnerable families who haven't got much. Often families in our service may not be able to get to the hospital. They don't have cars that go. They don't have money to get there, so they miss specialist appointments. Many of the children have got illness issues that need follow-up. And so having a place where the services could come to them.
So having a place where it's one place where family know that it's friendly, they run it, they're leading the programs, but all the services are coming to one place.
Them.
Yeah, instead of, I know that there are many groups who say, or mums who say that there'll be 10 different cars arrive at
their
door.
That's right.
Yeah.
You don't need that anymore.
Right. Thank you very much, Colleen.
It's been
great having Talanoa with you today. The last minute of the program today, we'll give it to you. Is there anything else you'd like to add to our program?
Oh, I just want to thank you all for coming. Thank you for listening to me. Love working in Manukau, Franklin. Our families out there, they do it tough, but they're courageous. They'll give anything a go. Couldn't ask for a better place to be. Love being there. All blessings to all our families out there, South Auckland.
Thank you, Colleen. And Colleen, before when our program started, talked about the staff, how they share the their cultures in terms of celebrating, whether it's Māori Language Week, any other language weeks, the difference you spoke about between the Indians from India and the Indians from Fiji. Also insightful in working with Māori up and down the country. because that tells me that you're talking about that everybody comes from a different place.
That's
right. So, and the sharing of kai and the singing of songs in the workplace. And I think to go out to work in some challenging situations, it's great to come back to a place like where the atmosphere is there. So thank you, Colleen, for your service. Thank you for your leadership. And to everyone at Family Success Matters out there in South Auckland, thank you for what you do. Keep doing it, and we'll see what we can do to talk about this child and family place where the families are there and the services come to the families. And that was Well with Anahila, their Labour List MP based in Papakura and Tamaki. I hope you're having a great Wednesday. Ka kite anō.